Dating in your 40s doesn't mean that you're just relegated to going to your local bar. There's lots of online options for you.
Hey there, podcast listeners. So this audio is actually being ripped from our YouTube video, so please ignore it if I say some YouTube-y or otherwise irrelevant stuff. But when I do say to subscribe in this audio, just take it as subscribing or following us on any platform that you are listening. Thanks! Now enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today we're going to be going over the top 6 dating sites for those in their 40s. So you may have hopefully noticed that I'm not 40 yet myself. However, we here at Online for Love keep data of the best sites with the most success for those who are dating in their 40s. So that's what I'm here to reveal to you today. Before we get started though, you should definitely take our free online dating app quiz, which will pair you with your perfect online dating app. It's super fun, quick, simple, and free. You can get there by clicking the link in our description, and I'm really curious to see if your results actually match one of the sites I'm going to be talking about in this video. So go ahead and take that quiz, then come on back here and leave a comment below what your result was. While you're at it, make sure to click the link in the description to our deals page, because we here at Online for Love are always getting all sorts of different awesome deals for different dating sites and dating apps, and why spend more money if you don't have to? So make sure to click that link to the deals page as well. So let's get started with our number one site, which is eHarmony. So the demographics of eHarmony include people who are serious about dating. Most of the people on eHarmony are looking for a long-term, committed, serious relationship. They're not messing around. There are about 47% of ladies to 53% of men, so the male-female ratio is pretty well balanced. So to be honest with you, a lot of the people on this site fall in the 25 to 34 age range, but 40s is a close second, so you'll be sure to find lots of options on eHarmony for you. So the ease of use of eHarmony is very simple to use, but it is different than the others because it has this insane matchmaking algorithm. So eHarmony matches people based on the use of their patented matching system, which they have developed through years of testing on married couples. eHarmony takes the guessing out of matchmaking because they provide people to you who you will more likely be interested in based on the results that you gave to their relationship questionnaire. The quiz is really the pinnacle of eHarmony. It's how everything kind of works. Your results to that quiz, your answers to that quiz, really help set up your potential matches. And because of this, eHarmony is super successful. Again, this quiz is to set you up with a serious partner, so if you're into casual dating, this is really not the route to go. They do boast about 40 plus million members, so that's a lot of fish in that pond. Let's talk about some of their specific features though, and one of them is called What If. So this feature actually lets you see matches outside of your usual pool that they would select for you based on your answers to the quiz. So you can see maybe if you could find a connection with somebody who might not be, you know, the perfect fit for you, but you could click otherwise. There's also a feature called Send Questions, where if you're having trouble starting a conversation, this is a way that they provide different questions that you could go ahead and ask the person you're trying to message to just get the conversation started. The third feature is Video Date, and in this day and age, video chatting and video dating is becoming more and more popular, so this can be a really helpful feature. Before we move on to number 2 of our list of the best dating sites for those who are dating in their 40s, please make sure to give this video a like and subscribe. So it really helps out our channel when you give our video a thumbs up, because it shows YouTube that people are enjoying our content, so then YouTube pushes it out for more people to see. So we'd really appreciate your thumbs up and subscriptions. But now let's get into the number 2 on our list, which is Ashley Madison. So as far as the demographics go, Ashley Madison is known as being a place where people go to have an extramarital affair. However, it has evolved since then and is now a place where a lot of people go when they're looking to pursue a non-monogamous and ethically non-monogamous relationship. If you're interested in hookups, casual relationships, non-monogamy, polyamory, open relationships, then this is a really good site to try out. With over 17 million users from the US and millions more over the world, this is a very popular place to go. Most of the users are male at 65% men. And most of the users are middle-aged, so if you're in your 40s looking to date, this might be a perfect age range for you. As far as the ease of use goes, it's got a really clean layout, so even if you're not tech-savvy, it's very easy to understand and to navigate. It won't take you long to fill out your profile because of the nature of this site. You don't have to put in much information at all about yourself. That being said, keep a lookout for catfishes or fake profiles because of that very fact. The registration and signing up will only take minutes, and you will have to pay to chat to people if you are a man. However, women get the features for free. Some of the features that this site offers is first one called Traveling Man, where you you can essentially change your location to where you will be at some point so you can start getting matches ready. Another feature is called Priority Man, which for a little bit of money will actually set your profile over the others, so you'll get a lot more views because it'll be first on all the lists. And the third feature is discreet photos, where you can actually blur some of your photos or take out some parts of them, hide it with a mask, etc. So really makes sense to have that sort of feature for this type of site. Now before we move on to number three on our list, just make sure to check out our deals page because we actually have deals for both Ashley Madison and eHarmony. So seriously, why spend more money if you don't have to? So click that link in the description to go to our deals page and save yourself some dough. So now let's move on to number three on our list of the best dating sites for those who are dating in their 40s. And number three is Loveaholics. As far as the demographics are concerned, Loveaholics is considered sort of a Tinder for those who are 40 and up. This site encourages those who are 40 and up to go ahead and explore their sexuality and fantasies, and they believe that just because you're 40 doesn't mean that you have to stop having fun. Most members are from the USA, Spain, and Poland, though it is very popular in Japan. It has over 2 million logins, but just know that over 70% of the users are men. As far as the ease of use goes, first off, you should know that this site does not have an app, however, you can easily access everything on the desktop version. The website's user-friendly, it's quite easy to navigate. The sign-up process is very simple as well. You just need to input some of your basic info and then you can start actually using the site. You can choose to add more details to your profile if you'd like to, or you can just forego that altogether. Loveaholics has a few basic features like winks, chats, and favorites, but they do have some unique ones as well. One of these features is called Flirtcast, where they'll actually send out a pre-written pickup line to a whole bunch of people for you. A second feature is called Safe Mode, where you'll automatically get messages blocked from suspicious or fake accounts. I think that's a great feature. So the third special feature that Loveaholics offers is satisfaction guaranteed. So Loveaholics is a partner with Together Network. So if you bought a membership and you're not satisfied or you didn't get any results, you can apply that same membership that you bought for one site to another one in that network. Before we go to number four on our list, please make sure once again to like and subscribe. But yeah, number four on our list is Elite Singles. As far as the demographics go, Elite Singles is definitely made for those who are in their 40s dating or up, and it's for professional singles specifically. The website gets about 65,000 new members each week, and right now it counts above 1 million users. It's available in 20 countries, but the most popular country where it is available is the US. On this site, overall, there's about an equal amount of users. However, for the age group for 40 and above, 60% of the users are female, and about 41% of all women on the site are over 40. Elite Singles is a place for highly educated individuals to find deep connections. As far as the ease of use, because this site was created for individuals who are professionals and usually on the go, they have a really great app integration, so you can use that no problem. And the sign-up process is very simple. However, it does take a little bit of time because you have to fill out a questionnaire. The questions were actually created by a team of psychologists, and they will ask about your hobbies and your interests and different things about yourself. Of course, there are some unique features for this site, one of which is recommendations. Each day, you'll get a new recommendation, which is basically the site offering you a member that they think fits you the best based on your answers to that questionnaire. The second feature is Have You Met, which is essentially a Tinder-like swiping feature on the site. They also have wildcard matches, which will display an extra 20 matches to you on the daily. And they also have a magazine you can check out if you're interested. So number five on our list is Zoosk. So as far as demographic makeup, Zoosk has over 40 million users currently from all around the world. 30% of those users are over 40. About 20 million of the users come from the US and 200,000 come from the UK. Members on the site are also quite active at over 80,000 logins per week. As far as the gender distribution go, it's just about equal, maybe a little bit more men at 55% men on the site. And Zoosk is really for people who are looking for long-term serious relationships. As far as the ease of use goes, Zoosk is very simple to use and it's got a really great user interface. It doesn't take long at all to sign up, maybe about 5 minutes. You'll just have to input some basic information about yourself. You can fill out your profile a lot or a little bit if you'd like, and yeah, you can get going and start using the app right away. Let's talk about some of the special features that Zoosk offers, first of which is Smart Pick. For this, you'll have to give a detailed description of your preferences and your interests. Then the algorithm will find people with similar passions and a high compatibility percentage. The second special feature that Zoosk offers is Dating Insight. This kind of shows you the type of people that are attracted to you. You can actually check out your likes, your dating style, and information about that, which is collected over time. The third special feature is Super Send, where Zoosk has actually already written a bunch of flirty messages that you can choose to send out. Before we go on to our last site on the list, please make sure once again to like and subscribe. But the last site on our list is Hinge. Let's dive into the demographic. So it's a pretty equal gender distribution on Hinge. It's about 45% women to 55% men on the site. So do know that Hinge is not specifically made for people in their 40s, and a lot of the people on the sites are in the 25 to 35 age range, but there are a lot of people in their 40s present on the app as well. Many of the users on this site are actually looking for a long-term serious commitment. So let's get into the ease of use of Hinge. So since Hinge is really made for people who are looking for a long-term serious thing, the sign-up process is a little bit longer than some of the other sites. There are several steps of a questionnaire you'll have to fill in, including my vitals, my virtues, my profile. Your vitals is where you're going to write your basic information like your gender, gender preferences, your location, your age, religion, education, work, and even your height. Your virtues is where you're going to answer some questions on topics that might be slightly controversial. You can present your views on drinking, on smoking, drugs, politics, and things of that nature. Then your profile is where you can go ahead and polish off the whole thing. You can add up to 6 photos, and you won't be able to complete your profile with any less than that. You will also have to answer a few more questions and fill those out, and they will be displayed on your profile. Also note that Hinge is only an app. There's no desktop version. But that is all of the sites I have to recommend to you today. So if you are not satisfied with those that I've offered, or you want to see more options, you can go check out our free online dating app quiz, which will pair you with your perfect dating app. The link to that is popping up above me or in the description. While you're there, make sure to go check out our deals page to save some money. Why spend more if you don't have to? We're always getting all sorts of great deals. So link to that popping up and in the description below. Also, make sure to check out our videos that we've already made on this channel popping up on either side of me. And I'm really curious, have you used these sites and what do you think of them? Or do you have other better maybe recommendations for those who are dating in their 40s? Definitely leave a comment below. We'd love to hear from you. But thank you so much for watching this video. I hope you enjoyed it. Please leave a like if you liked it and subscribe if you loved it. And hopefully we'll see you here again at Online for Love. Thanks, bye!